Hey lovelies. Sienna Cruz here, your host and resident relationship guru, coming at you with another dose of relationship goals. Ever feel like you're living in two different worlds? One where everything feels amazing and connected, and the other, well, let's just say it involves passive-aggressive notes on the fridge and a whole lot of unspoken tension. Truth bomb time. Creating that blissful, supportive home environment takes effort from both partners. It's not about magic or some Pinterest-worthy picture-perfect life. It's about conscious choices, communication, and remembering why you fell in love in the first place. Think of it like cultivating a garden. You need to nourish it with intention, water regularly, and sometimes even pull out those pesky weeds. Today, we're diving deep into how to create that positive, supportive haven where you and your partner can truly thrive. Get ready for some juicy insights and practical tips you can implement right away. First things first, communication is king, no, queen, I mean royalty in this realm. Seriously though, talk to each other. Not just about the mundane stuff like whose turn it is to take out the trash, although that's important too, but about your dreams, fears, hopes for the future. Make time for those deep conversations, even if it's just 15 minutes before bed. Ever notice how things feel lighter when you share something you're struggling with? Talking can make all the difference in preventing resentment from building up like a monster under the bed. Next up, celebrate each other. Big wins, small victories, even those I finally managed to fold laundry without setting off an epic battle moment, acknowledge them. A simple "you did amazing on that presentation" or "thanks for making dinner tonight, it was delicious" goes a long way. It shows appreciation and makes your partner feel seen and valued. Remember, compliments aren't just cheesy phrases, they are powerful tools that build confidence and strengthen your bond. Now, let's talk about boundaries. You know those invisible lines we all have? Respecting them is crucial for a healthy relationship. Don't be afraid to say no when you need space or time alone. It's not selfish, it's self-care. Communicate your needs clearly and respectfully. And remember, respecting boundaries means understanding and honoring your partner's needs as well. Think about shared activities, things you both enjoy doing together. Maybe it's cooking a fancy meal, taking a walk in the park, or even just snuggling up on the couch with a good movie. Making time for fun and creating shared memories strengthens your connection and reminds you why you fell head over heels in the first place. Remember, love doesn't always come easy. Sometimes it requires work, compromise, and a whole lot of communication. But building that positive, supportive home environment is worth every bit of effort. It's about creating a space where both partners feel safe, loved, and respected, a true sanctuary for your hearts to connect and grow together. Let me share a real-life example with you. Imagine this couple, Sarah and Mark. They used to have these epic arguments over the simplest things, like who did the dishes last or whose turn it was to take out the trash. Talk about creating tension. But they realized that constantly bickering wasn't getting them anywhere. So, Sarah suggested they schedule a weekly check-in where they could talk openly and honestly about their feelings and needs. They also started making an effort to celebrate each other's wins, big or small, and to be more intentional about spending quality time together. The result? A whole lot less arguing, way more appreciation, and a home that feels like a warm and welcoming haven instead of a battlefield. See what I mean? It's all about making conscious choices and putting in the effort. You have the power to create the loving, supportive environment you both deserve. So, remember these key takeaways. Communicate openly and honestly, celebrate each other's wins big and small, set healthy boundaries, and make time for shared experiences that bring you joy. And most importantly, never underestimate the power of a little bit of love and appreciation. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your best tips for creating a positive home environment? Share your thoughts with me on social media using #RelationshipGoalsPodcast. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, relationship goals are totally achievable. Bye, lovelies.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.